I've got the great pleasure of welcoming two fantastic singers to the program today. That is the soprano Catherine Lewick and Zach Borachevsky, wonderful tenor. Those are two names that, you know, are familiar to opera lovers all over the world, but especially here in Toledo. Zach, you sang Rodolfo not that long ago, and Katie, Catherine, you sang Lucia a few years back, and people are still talking about the impression you made there. And then the two of you were here in Toledo just a couple of years ago, singing the Winter Gala for Toledo Opera. And you're doing something similar in pandemic style, in a virtual offering that is happening on January 29th at 7 p.m. It's called Duets and Drinks. First of all, let me welcome you, Catherine, or Katie, if you don't mind me calling you that. And
of course.
You, Zach, as well. Thanks for making time.
It's always nice to be here, and it's nice to do anything to support Toledo Opera and the Toledo arts scene in general.
Well, let's talk about the event, as it were, or Duets and Drinks, I guess we should call it. I mentioned it's happening January 29th. That's a Friday evening, 7 o'clock p.m. You guys are offering up a concert of wonderful duets and arias and what have you, and then that's going to be followed by a live Zoom chat conference party, basically, where you guys are going to be doing a Q&A. You know, folks can ask anything that they want, and any of the questions that I missed today, they can follow up on Friday. Or and also, Zach, you're going to be sharing your secret recipe, and I want to hear about that too. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about this concert of music that folks can tune into. What are some of the highlights of that program?
Well, we're glad to be able to share it with the Toledo audience. We actually recorded this concert, Katie and I, and our esteemed pianist Joel. We all got together for a charity event around three charities that my mom has always supported around my parents' hometown of Doylestown, Pennsylvania. It's a beautiful location at the Michener Art Museum, and we got together, got it professionally recorded to use for an occasion such as this.
And in front of a live audience, in that day.
It'll be a wistful journey to watch a concert with a live audience with no masks and back in the good old days, as we say. But yeah, the concert's theme is love and different aspects of love. So you'll see the Duke and Gilda. The Duke's a cynical version of love, and Gilda's, of course, utterly genuine and head over heels falling in love. We finish it up with the more tragic Romeo et Juliette, the Gounod French opera, tragic end of love. And also there'll be an excerpt from Lucia, which as a segue, Katie and I happen to fall in love performing in your lovely town of Toledo.
Yeah. We bring up the pandemic, and of course it's hanging over everybody's heads, and certainly over the world of the arts with so many canceled performances. I want to make the point that this is kind of a bright light that you guys are offering this program to support Toledo Opera and this fundraiser, certainly in their time of need. But I wonder if you can talk a little bit about how the pandemic has affected the both of you, who make your living as singers.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a wild change from what we're used to with our lives. No traveling, of course, and all of our jobs have been canceled over the last year. And yes, that's a bitter pill to swallow, but on the whole, we've been so lucky. None of us or any of our close family and friends have succumbed to the virus. Of course, we do know some people who have. Joel Revson from the Met was a good friend of mine, and he, of course, passed away pretty early on, actually, in the pandemic. So yeah, there have been real moments of darkness, but we count ourselves really lucky at this point.
Yeah.
And we've largely been able to keep my parents inside our COVID bubble, which has been wonderful for our daughter, who's two now. And, you know, having that just extra set of people for her to interact with has been a real blessing, because for a lot of kids, and I worry all the time, you know, what is this doing to my 2-year-old, that for the last almost half of her life, basically, she's had nearly no contact with other people outside of our family.
I imagine your daughter, you know, keeps you pretty busy during this downtime.
Oh, she sure does.
Yeah. I saw the video, Zach, on the Facebook page at Toledo Opera that she actually filmed. It was her cinematography debut.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought you handled it very well. I could just imagine.
She did a very fine job.
You stayed in your light, as they say.
Yeah.
For singles. Yeah.
A bit of a challenge when you've got a 2-year-old behind the lens, but hey, you do what you can.
If folks want to get more information about this concert and about the fundraiser afterwards, they can go to toledoopera.org. They can also use the phone. Imagine that, the technology of the phone. They can use that at 419-255-7464. Let's talk a little bit about this party that's happening afterwards. This is exclusive to folks who have paid for a ticket. It's $75 a ticket. That money goes directly to Toledo Opera as a fundraiser for them. You know, as promised, there's going to be a Q&A, and there's also going to be some drinks involved. Zach, you want to tell us about that?
Well, on Zach's part, there'll be a drink involved, but I'm pregnant with our second child, so no drinking for me.
Yeah, congratulations. Well, by the way.
Thanks.
Maybe a mocktail. But yes, the specialty drink of the evening, the recipe, I think Jim Norman has sent out to all of the people coming so that we can all make it together when it's time to mix it up. But I'll just let you know that it is a Manhattan. It is a very classic drink. It is the first chapter of a book of that goes into the depths of the most complicated possible cocktails you can imagine that Katie gave me for Christmas last year.
But you're never going to tell us what the book is, right?
His name is Dave Thomas. He's okay. Not the Dave Thomas of Wendy's, but he's a different Dave Thomas who's very into booze. And he starts out with the Manhattan. He's like, this is where you start. This is how you figure out how to make drinks correctly. So I'm going to stick with that.
It's very scientific.
For personal nostalgic reasons, I appreciate the Manhattan because my father has made one for himself at 5 p.m. I think every day for 50 years.
Wow. Wow, Katie, so you can vouch for Zach's mixing skills, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. We used to have wonderful parties at our apartment. We had this great apartment in Philadelphia when we were engaged and when we were first married in Philadelphia, overlooking the Schuylkill River across from the train station. It was a great venue for wonderful parties. And he'd always come up with some sort of fantastic signature drink, a few of them to satisfy the palates of our guests.
Yeah. So is this a sort of an all you can drink event? I mean, are we just one at a time, I assume? You're not going to have like a whole row of glasses lined up pouring Manhattans for.
Well, not in this house. It's just going to be me in my house. But if there's people with big COVID bubbles, that's the nice thing about the Manhattan, that you can actually prepare a whole pitcher of it ahead of time and basically just, you don't have to mix up each one individually. You can just mix them all up and then pour them all out and everybody can enjoy them at the same time.
And it goes good with Wendy's, we should add.
Where's the beef?
So, yeah.
Where's the whiskey?
You guys are doing a Q&A session. So basically, how is this going to work? Is there going to be a moderator that's going to take the questions and pass them on to you? Or are you just going to interact directly with folks like we're doing right now?
Yeah, I expect that that Jim has a plan for us. Jim Norman has a plan.
Yes, he did MC our wedding. So we trust him to MC this Zoom cocktail hour.
Was there alcohol involved with the wedding event? also.
Yes, absolutely. Are you kidding? Okay. There was a whole crew of Russian and Irish descendants on Zach's side. So there's lots of drinking wherever they go.
We definitely under-ordered on the red wine front. I think they drank all the red wine in the first, like, half an hour.
Well, is there any special ingredients for your secret recipe you want to let folks know so they can stock it?
Well, I think Jim sent it out, but no, there's nothing unusual. Just I'd like each ingredient to be the best of its ilk. So yeah. I have Antico Campano.
Wait, let me write this down. Go ahead.
Well, the finest vermouth in my experience. My dad, you know, I can't argue with him because he does make a Manhattan every day. He just uses Martini, regular sweet vermouth, Martini and Rossi. I like the Carpano Antica formula, which is like, I don't know, much too expensive. But if you just get a little bottle and you don't drink a Manhattan every day at 5 p.m., then you can make a more quality Manhattan. So you get that.
More economical, yeah.
Exactly. You get the Angostura bitters. And unless you're allergic to cherries, the tragic story of Dave Thomas, the cocktail book author, is that he's allergic to cherries. And so he uses a slice of orange instead of a cherry to garnish. But you get the Bada Bing cherries. That's what I'm on board with now. Those are the best garnishing cherry. And of course, your whiskey should be, in my humble opinion, I'm currently sold on a bourbon, which makes a very sweet Manhattan. But I like a sweet Manhattan. Traditionally, you would use rye. You would use some kind of rye, whether it's Rittenhouse rye is Dave Thomas's favorite. There's a million different ryes now. But I'm going to go with 1792 bourbon, which I have recently come upon, and I'm really a fan of that. And so that's going to be the base spirit.
Yeah.
So I've just given you the whole recipe.
So this is happening on Friday, the 29th of January at 7 o'clock p.m. That's when the concert begins. And then you guys have got this after party for folks who want to support the opera and participate in the fundraiser. They can find all the information for it at toledoopera.org. Toledo Opera also has a Facebook page where that video that your daughter shot is on there, Zach. They also have an Instagram account. You can look at all their social media, find out information about it. Or you can call the box office, get your tickets that way. The number is 419-255-7464. Zach, I've just got one question for you. Now, if I mix and make the perfect Manhattan, or Zach Hatton, or whatever you're going to call it, does that mean that I'll be able to sing like you after a few sips?
That's exactly right. That's all it takes. That's the secret that I'm letting out just here on the radio with you. You drink a Manhattan, and then you sound like $1 million.
At least you think you sound like $1 million. That's great. Well, I want to thank the two of you for joining us today. And I know that we're actually recording this on your birthday, Zach. So a big happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. And we look forward to celebrating. I imagine you're going to do a little practicing of the Manhattans today for yeah, your birthday.
Right. Yeah. I got a
little rehearsal.
Evening Manhattan. Try to have a Zoom call with some old friends tonight if anybody's around.
Yeah. Well, it's great that you're doing this. It's great that basically anybody can participate because it is, you know, a virtual event. So people can log in from anywhere. They don't have to be Toledo locals to participate in the concert. The concert itself is free. The after party is, you know, where all I won't say where the fun begins, but a different kind of fun is to be had. And that is a fundraiser for Toledo Opera. So soprano Catherine Lewick, tenor Zach Borachevsky, who are, if you hadn't guessed by now, a married couple. I don't think I mentioned that at the beginning of the show.
But folks, we did mention the wedding. We did mention the wedding that
and the baby.
Yes.
But, we were assuming when you were talking about the wedding, you meant your wedding with each other. Not
yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
No shotguns involved either. It was all very upright and
Although you may have a few shotguns on Friday night, a different kind of shotgun. Yeah.
Well, we're just really, really pleased to be able to support Toledo Opera in any way that we can over the years. I mean, I've been up there so many times to sing, and you know, Jim Norman, Kevin Bilsma, and Suzanne Rourke have been such wonderful supporters of my career, and they've become wonderful, dear friends of ours. So we're just really pleased to be able to, you know, give them whatever time we can spare to help out the opera company.
Well, we appreciate your coming back, as it were, to Toledo, and keeping a connection with all of your fans here, as well as anybody who wants to join in. Catherine Lewick, Zach Borchevsky, we've been talking by Zoom for this little party that we've had ourselves, talking about your event that's coming up Friday evening. Thanks to both of you. Best of luck. Stay healthy, stay safe, and we'll see you on Friday.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks for having us.